and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, thanking you for taking the time to join us. Your participation matters. This program is for you. So please join me now in welcoming one of our favorite guests, a real pillar in this community, Victor DePonte. He's a master energy healer and truly walks his message. So there's a lot here to share. So get ready and hold on to your hat. Victor, welcome.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know I love having you here.
I love being here. Thank you. What's up, everybody? How's everyone doing?
Yes, let's hear from you. We won't be able to take questions today because we have quite a full program and want to make sure that we cover everything. But please feel free to use the webcast page. Give us your comments. Let us know how it is for you, and we'll be tuning into that. Okay. All right. So Victor and I talked before coming on the air, and, you know, what we thought would really be our best theme is manifesting your dreams. Who's ready for that? And Victor, let me put you on the spot. Are you manifesting your dreams in your life right now?
Dreams have been manifested. My dreams are manifested, many of them, and a lot of them are still unfolding. Although within me, I'm unfolding them within me. One of the most important dreams, part of the dream, is, having a foundation, a solid foundation with my family, with my wife, with my kids. And there was a time where that just wasn't, it got way off. And so it kind of, manifesting my dreams was, it started with, consciously anyway, in the way that I'm doing it now, it started with transforming that relationship into absolutely magnificent relationship with my soulmate, my wife. And so that has been absolutely awesome. And from there, the abundance around me has only blossomed and flourished. And the relationship with my kids has flourished. And they're doing amazing in school, and they're just talented and gifted and just wonderful kids. And so that's part of what I'm very, very proud of, being able to manifest that. And also just my dream of being a beacon of light for other people, to help others awaken their power and their potential. And so that dream has manifested beautifully. There was a time where I simply was so insecure, so lacking confidence, that I just couldn't put myself out there, you see. And so that changed when I started getting in line with my power, right? And with who I am, in alignment with the I am, the creator within me, the creator that I am, that has unlimited potential, limitless choices, and the ability to really bring down my dreams and anchor my dreams into 3D, make it real. So it's happened for me, it's happening for me, and it just keeps getting better, which is the best part. There's like no end to it, no end to how much happiness you can have for no reason, just because this is who we really are, how much you start to attract other people, how much people just start to fall in love with you just because you are giving yourself all of the love that you need in order to be able to effortlessly produce those dreams. And do what you do without effort and struggle and hard work. And basically, there was a time where I was crawling and clawing my way up. And so all that is gone. And this is something that's very important that we all align to, which is really being effortless and manifesting effortlessly. And so, and I know everybody really wants to say, well, how do I do that? How do I manifest effortlessly? Because it doesn't feel effortless, and it's hard work, and yada, yada, all the stuff that we're being conditioned to believe. And so, you know what it is? It's a belief. And it's a collective conditioning. We've been entrained to have to fail over and over again before we succeed. We've been conditioned to feel bad if we make it look easy. We're afraid of other people's opinion, right? If you're just manifesting without hardly doing any work at all, right? People, unfortunately, the way the human mind is wired, you know, they get jealous. And so we know that other people may get jealous. We know that people may get uncomfortable with our light. And so, and with our abundance and prosperity. And so what do? We turn it off. And so this is one of the things that, one of the keys is to, no matter what other people think and feel, no matter what anybody's told you of how your success can or should manifest, it doesn't have to be the way anybody else thinks. It can be how you decide it is. And so maybe you want to win the lotto. Maybe that's how you want to manifest your abundance. Or, you know, maybe you want to build a billion-dollar company, and that's how you want to be. So it depends on what you want, and there's no limit, right, to what you can choose. So what we definitely want to choose is that it be effortless, that it, you know, we throw away all the, I have to fail, I have to get sick before I succeed, I have to lose all my money before I get sick, before I become prosperous, I have to fail in my marriage before I find the right person. Whatever your conditioning is, this all can be done away with, all can be erased, and you can basically radically shift into the dream reality and life that you want. And all happens by aligning to the creator that you are. You know, and so many people forget that you're creating all the time, and you're just a powerful being, that at any time you can switch on your creative juices and really start to shift things, you know. And so I went off on a tangent there, didn't I? You asked me about myself. So basically,
very valuable. But what I was getting up, though, was some questions about, you gave some clarity and I think some imparted some real wisdom. And I think that there's still some people going, yeah, but how? You know, maybe I'm not even aware that I have the thought that I've got to have a failed marriage in order to have a great marriage. I've got to go broke before I can be prosperous.
Or I have to suffer and grind through it all.
Exactly.
And work hard and stress out and worry. And yeah, well, just
so
look around.
How do we even
just
become aware before setting ourselves free?
Huh?
So how do we even become aware before setting ourselves free?
Well, first you look at your life. How is your life unfolding? Are you struggling or not? Or are things flowing? Are you in the zone? Are you in the creative zone? And is it easy and joyful for you to create your life and to do what, you know, whatever it is that you do? Do you want to do it? Do you see? Are you doing it with love, with joy, with effortlessness? Is it effortless or not? And so just answer that question. Is it effortless or not? Speaking of doing things effortlessly, but there's a lot of points we can get into. But starting with that, is it effortless or not? Or do you find yourself believing what your senses and what you are experiencing? In other words, we have to forget about what we're experiencing and start to command what we want to experience. So if you are experiencing strain, struggle, and you feel like you are like clawing your way up to where you want to be, then it's time to say, okay, wait a minute. I see that this is how it's going for me. I see that this is the life that I'm living. I see that it appears to be a fixed and permanent way of how it goes in life. You see, we've been conditioned to think that it's hard, and it's going to be hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many times, Jacqueline, I mean, think about it. How many times have you heard that? It's going to be hard. There are going to be tough times.
I think that's the common belief and therefore experience.
Yes. And so 95% of you listening are going to have that, you've had that subliminally injected into your reality, right? And so then you're living that way. You know, it's going to be hard. I can expect failures. I should expect, a little bit of pain
and
misery.
And it seems like the universe reinforces that.
And so you start to, and then you get into a vicious cycle, and you just continue to repeat that cycle over and over again, year after year after year. And then after a while, you start complaining. You say, damn, this is hard, or this sucks, and I don't like this, right? But there's a reason why it's happening. It's because deep inside you actually believe that that's just the way it is. That's just how life works. And so we can get out of that paradigm, right? And not to say that, you're not going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged. But it doesn't have to be that you're crawling your way up, because you are going to be expanding into a new reality, and that expansion requires you to shift. But it can be through absolute joy and fun, right? And flow, and you can be in the zone all the time, and it could absolutely not be hard work at all, right? And it could flow. Your abundance can flow easily. And so, and effortlessly. And so this is the conditioning. This is sort of like a fundamental conditioning that we've had and that we need to get out of. And I want to help people get out of that, because I had it myself, right? I had it myself. My father used to work 14 hours a day. And he used to say, I work like an animal for you guys. And so this is what he did. So he believed he worked like an animal. He had to work like an animal. And so he just, that's, and to this day, he's 70 years old. And he's still working his butt off all the time. It's just, that's just what he believes. And so we can change our beliefs, right? And so going back to your question is how? Well, this is what we do. When we get into it, we really start to change those beliefs by commanding them. By first and foremost, realizing that, hey, you have the power to shift that reality. And you can then decide what your reality is through that conscious power. And as you decide that your life is from now on going to be effortless abundance, prosperity, joy, and happiness, then you're going to call forth, you're going to send out that picture out to the universe, and at the same time, it's going to start to shift your body in alignment with that. Does that make sense? So not only do we have to command it, but we have to allow and make sure that shift happens within us. Because if it doesn't happen in your body, then it's really not happening. It's really just wishful thinking and unsuccessful visualization. So this is why I insist that everyone start to command first and foremost, right? You can visualize all, along, but commanding and being the authority of your mind, of your body, and of the reality, no matter what you're seeing as evidence in your life, that may run contrary to what you are wanting to experience, when you stand in that authority, it doesn't matter. You stand in that power and you say, I don't care. It doesn't matter what I'm experiencing. I command and I order my mind that this will be the new reality. So I don't know if you want to kind of get into that and actually do a little session that kind of just
gives
you
a
summary of what we do.
I think experience really helps us to own it. So please, yes, run with it.
Okay. So I want everybody to, just for about 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, just stop multitasking for a moment. Turn off your cell phones. Close the door. And close your eyes so that you can really focus on shifting your reality. Now, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose, eyes closed right now. With your eyes closed, you're going to be able to feel more. And the shift happens through feeling more than anything. You allow yourself to feel. When you allow yourself to feel, you will then allow yourself to shift. So as you exhale, let go of all the tension in your body. As you inhale, you breathe in and connect to the I am presence within you, the source energy within you is awakening and activating, and you are recognizing yourself as an extension of that creative source energy. You are recognizing yourself right now as the creator of your reality, as the co-creator with the divine of your life, as the authority, as the supreme power over your thoughts, recognizing yourself as a truly miraculous, magnificent, and magical being, remembering that you are shifting from one reality into another all the time. So recognizing your power, you start to decide that you're always going to be in this power, that you're never going to let that power go again. You're never going to place that power outside or give it away in any way, shape, or form. And so from now on, you're always going to be moving towards more and more personal power, more and more self-empowerment, more and more. And as you do, all the sense of victimhood, all the sense of I have no control over my life, all the sense of I'm a victim to this, I don't have the power, I am unable, all that is becoming absolutely the past and an illusion. And you're shifting into the reality that you are, in fact, an infinitely powerful creator, that you are one with the divine, that you've always been one, you will always be one, and you will always have creative power. And as a creator that you are, you're now beginning to choose and command your new reality. As you allow any image or picture of that new reality to pop into your heart's eye, or your mind's eye, or both. And as you see that picture of your dreams manifested, of your abundant life, of that best version of you, and the best version of everyone around you, you command right now, through the I am power, through the infinite power within you, that you are really ready to live that reality right now, effortlessly, joyfully, blissfully, and that through doing nothing, through witnessing it, in other words, the witness doesn't do anything, you just watch the magic happen. So you allow yourself to be absolutely effortless, and through that absolute effortlessness, by doing nothing at all, you do more than ever. And so all the sense of needing to struggle, needing to fail, all the sense of I must suffer, I must pay a high price, and only then can I happen. Only then will it happen, and only then will I be worthy or deserving. So this is the old paradigm, an old reality that is laughable, because to an infinitely powerful creator, it's a joke. That is the joke. And you can literally allow your heart and that child within you to laugh at the idea that you have to suffer in any way, shape, or form at all. Yes, and that means making millions of dollars. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to grind it out. You don't have to fail and to succeed. You don't have to be with the wrong person first before you find the right. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be that way. And this is an order that you are giving your mind. As you feel this shift happening in your body, and that shift, I want you to feel it happening deep in your spine, right along your spine. And if you want, you can put either hand on your belly. As you sort of allow this image of your dream life to sort of laser beam as you breathe in and out gently right into your spine, so that your nervous system will take in that information and spread it out throughout your body, so that you are fully resonating with the new reality that your dream life is fully manifested now. So I want you to command through the infinite now, because you see, that image that you have within you, it's your reality. The dream life that's popped in your mind, it's your reality. It already exists within you, because you can see it. You can feel it. Maybe you can even hear what's going on. You see what's going on. You see your joy and other people's joy. You see your laughter and the fun that you're having and other people's joy and laughter along with you. So we command this reality now. So I'm going to go into a sort of little chant now. And what you're going to allow that chant to do is sort of laser beam it all the way down into your spine. And as I do this, and I want you to breathe in nice and gently in and out, as you align and shift into a completely new reality, leaving behind and completely letting go of the past that has no power over you. Because when you align to your dreams, you align to your soul, the power of your soul. When you align to your dreams, you align to the power of the divine, the power of Source itself, because that's where your dreams come from. You're being fed that dream so that you can manifest it. So take a deep breath in through your nose right now, very gently, very lovingly, breathing in divine love energy that allows you, it fills you up with enough love so that you can easily manifest that new reality right now. And you order and command your body and your mind and the universe that, and all of the collective conditioning that's pressing up against you, you order all of it, your body, the universe, the planet, that this is your new reality now, right now. now, and you will fully agree with a big yes, a big, bright, happy, magnificent yes, yes. And this yes allows this image to fully download, laser beaming into your crown, laser beaming into your heart, into your spine, into your body, into every cell in your body right now. You are allowing, effortlessly allowing the divine energy to fulfill your order as you witness an absolute joy. You feel your entire body becoming more illuminated, brighter, joyful, happy, fully accepting and feeling absolutely ready right now to receive this new dream life. Now I am living this new reality. Now I am living this new dream life. Now and so it is, and so it is. I am in alignment with my true self. I am in alignment with my power, with my light, with my joy, with my passion, with my gratitude, with my optimism, with my infinite power, infinite creative power deepening within me. I am realizing that I have the choice to live an effortless life. I have the choice. I am choosing it, and it is becoming real now. It is the truth now, the truth of my life is now. I am in absolute alignment. I am as you breathe in and breathe out. All the energies that you release now are being absorbed by the mother as you ground this new reality into the earth. You ground it. You bring all this new energy into your root chakra, into your sacral chakra, and you ground this new reality so that it can manifest, so that it is manifested now. And all of the energies released are being absorbed by the rays of the sun. And your entire room is being illuminated by the rays of the sun, by the rays of the central sun, by the rays of source energy. And so you open up to bask in your glory. You open up to bask in the love that you have for you, the love and support that you're receiving, from the divine, from Mother Earth, from the sun, from the central sun, and from all the stars and all the galaxies that are joining you in this celebration, joining you in this new reality, as you have created ripples throughout the universe. The universe is very thankful and supporting your new reality, because it's full of more love, joy, effortlessness, happiness, and gratitude. So as you breathe in and breathe out, you come back to the here and now. And so be it.
Beautiful. Just allowing everyone to have few moments to
yes
take that in and integrate.
Yes, let's take about a minute or two just to allow you to continue to get into absolute harmony and balance. Harmony and balance. Grounded, yet connected at the same time. You are a perfect channel. You are in a state of a harmony and balance. Love, joy, overflowing. Love and joy overflowing from your heart, from your center. So take that in silence for a minute. Good.
I was feeling the power of the vibrations, and I was feeling them coming in quite a tangible, visceral sort of way. You know, almost like a gentle rainfall, but taking it in through the body, too. I'd love to hear the experiences. And I know there's some questions, perhaps resistance to, do we really have the power and the right to command? Is that the right use of power? And, you know, is that our little egos? You know, are we all going to say, let's win the lotto? Or, you know, how do we align with our best fulfillment? You know, across the board. You know, the warm family relating, the soulmate that you touched on so beautifully, openly, authentically, just minutes ago. You know, the creativity, the impact in the world,
the heart, love.
All of it, yes.
Love, you know, everything that we do, we need to do it through love. And we need to fill ourselves. You see, when you fill yourself up first with love, then it becomes really easy to manifest, and real easy to do it for the benefit of all, right? So it's important that you have not put yourself aside, and that you're willing to give up everything for love. So one of the things, one of the, let's just say, steps to getting into a deeper state of alignment, a deeper and more balanced state, is to start giving up everything for love. Because a lot of the things that we do it for ego, right? Sometimes it's not necessarily completely bad, right? It just starts getting harmful and destructive when you don't care about anybody or anything. You just want, you have a goal, and you're going to get there stepping on whoever, right? So that's not the idea. And so the way that you get out completely out of that into heart-based creation is to give up everything because and fill yourself up with love, because that way you realize that everything you have been wanting, everything that you have been wanting to manifest and experience, ultimately, deep within your psyche, you want love first and foremost. And so when you start to give up the stuff and letting it go in exchange for self-love, now we're talking big time magic, okay? This is the highest magic of all. You fill yourself up so you're overflowing, so that you're not reaching out there for a goal in order to fill yourself up with a false love, really. It's a conditional love. It's an apparent love. It's a form of love according to the mind. Attention and energy. So when you start to let go of everything in exchange for self-love, unconditional love, and feel the love of the universe, then, you know, you're really going to be laughing at all. And it's going to be super easy to do whatever it is that you love to do. So, yeah, is that resonating?
I think so, and it's almost like I can hear some saying, you know, is it really that easy and that instant?
Well, you have to do it, right? You have to do it because, you know, there is a tiny little price in that, and that is you have to do it. In other words, you have to fearlessly let go of your dreams, right? Let them go, because you have them already, you see. You
inside.
Have them, they're within you already. They're a potential within you already. And your soul lights up when you align to your dreams. And so it's within you already. So it's realizing that you have it, right? That all of the abundance, all of the love that you've been looking, all of the love that you want, trust is within you. Let go of the need. So letting go of needing, wanting, and let go of desiring it, right? It's already within you. Let it go. Infinite love wants to pour through into you and out of you. And that dream will manifest easily because you will do what you love to do. And that dream is aligned to your passion, right? So whatever you're passionate about, you're going to do it happily, right? You're going to do it happily, and you're going to those dreams are going to materialize easily. So and it is easy. It is easy when you decide to do it. It is easy.
So if I'm hearing you right, I think what you're advising us is, you know, go for the love, surrender the dreams, and be aware, be mindful what lights you up, and move in that direction. And those are the action steps to take. Is that correct?
Yes, surrender, surrender. See, you're surrendering, but you're not surrendering. See, you are surrendering. The mind may feel, initially, your mind may feel like you're really going to give up and lose something, but you're not, because it's already within you. Infinite wealth already resides within you. Unlimited realities already reside within you. What you're most passionate about already resides within you. And so you give an order to your mind to let go of all the need for it outside of you, whether that need is rooted in survival, getting by. When you let go of those needs, you give room for your flow to happen, right? For your creative flow to happen. Because you really can't be in stress and worry and be in the creative flow, right? And be in the zone, as they call it. Be in the love zone, in the creative zone, in your passionate zone. If you're in need and in worry and in anxious and in fear, you know, those things don't go together. So letting go may trigger fear and worry, right? But that's okay, because when you're in your power, when you're doing this consciously and deciding what your reality is, that's going to be filled with love and not fear, filled with joy and not worry, right? Filled with happiness and not misery, okay? When you get into that power, you know that you're going to be shifting the old stuff. Yeah, and it's going to be, and you're going to be moving in fear and worry and anxiety and all that stuff. But don't pay it any mind, right? You're going to give 90% of your energy to the new reality and 10% of your energy or your attention to know that the shift is happening within you. You see? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So, because a lot of times people give only 100% of the to the attention to the final outcome, right? But they're just kind of dreaming in the sky, and they're not allowing the shift to happen within. So you have to have a little bit of that attention and awareness to know that the shift is happening within you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know where my mind's going right now, Victor, is, you know, we know each other well enough to know what's going on in our lives. And so let's just take a situation where you know that you would like to bring through a new program, you know, a new level to share. You know, what's that creative process like for you?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I just put the intention that I want to bring out the next thing that needs to come out. and then I just let it go. And it may be right then and there. Normally, it's probably like the next day. I start getting ideas, and I start receiving and hearing the information within me. And so this is something that, you know, most creative people do, is that first you set an intention, and then you just let it go. And then after a while, you're going to start getting the information, right? The universe starts to hear you, and then starts to tell you, okay, it's this way, right? Go here, or go this route. So that's how I bring new stuff into creation, if you will.
And do you, when you're setting the intention, do you set a time, like a goal? Like, you want to be on this particular show at a certain time, and to be able to have this produced in time to be able to offer. Do you set up a time frame also, or do you just really surrender? You know, that if the message is there and if it's to come through you, it'll be all in divine right order.
Yeah, so the time frame, you can set the time frame, but then that time frame, you have to let it go too, right? So I do set a time frame, and You have to be very specific, right? You have to be very specific. Like, for example, you want to say, I want this to reach X amount of people, right? And so in your goals, if you want to find, if you're trying just to find a girlfriend, well, that's probably what's going to happen. If you want to find a good wife, then that's probably what's going to happen if you set that intention and stay aligned to that. If you want to find your soulmate, right, then that's what's going to happen. So you have to decide what you want, and what you decide, it's big, it's important, right? Because that's what's going to end up happening, right? And that's the information that you're going to be giving. And so if you want a bestseller, you have to think, I want to write a book and I want it to be a bestseller. I want it to reach the most people ever. And so you have to point at where you want. And then the universe will start giving you the information. There's no doubt about it.
And keep surrendering to... Is it really to that goal? Because let's say you're in the creative process and you've set your intention and now you're getting some information coming in, some ideas coming in, perhaps, you know, sudden surprise contacts from people, and it's starting to form. But let's say you hit some kind of resistance, and the resistance might even be within you. It's like, oh my God, you know, what if I did write a bestseller? What would it do to change my life? Would I, you know, I'm really happy with my family. Do I want to be on the road on a book tour? You know, whatever, I'm just making things up off the top of my head. Do you know what I'm saying? So if the resistance starts coming up, like the fear of success or the fear of failure or a feeling that there are time pressures, this has got to be done a certain amount of time, I've got to get to production, how do you deal with that?
Well, like I said earlier, you have to let it go and surrender it and fill yourself up with enough love that whether you have it or not, you're happy. You see, and you're happy now, right? You're happy now, and you're happy now no matter what. So when you get into that unconditional, the state of where you love yourself unconditionally, you know, you're not going to go into fear and worry or beat yourself up, you know, because it's not working right, or because maybe, you know, whatever, if something unexpected was thrown your way. So it's important.
So that goes back. So don't focus on the externals and be willing to let that go or to let that shift or to happen at a later time. You know, if things get shaky, go back to home base and find the love.
Yes, you have to let it go. And you go into trust and faith, right? Trust and faith and self-love. Self-love is very, very important so that you stay relaxed. If you want to be totally relaxed and in the flow, love yourself. Absolutely love yourself unconditionally. And whatever comes your way, you will just flow right through it, right? And it'll be easy to trust and easy to have faith, right? Because you're not going to be triggered into a fear that you're going to lose something, or you're not going to make it, or you're going to fail, or you're going to succeed, and things are just going to be dangerous or whatever the case may be. So, but we do reprogram all of these fears, and we go into a state of trust, faith, self-love, joy, happiness. I am willing to receive it. I can do it. It is manifested now. And so when I help people reprogram, it really roots out all of those fears of the future, right? And so there's like a system that I go into in the programs where I align people, I help people align to the frequency that allow them to stay in the flow. There's a very simple system that you can order your mind to align to, right? And that system is self-love, self-trust, security in yourself, knowing that the world and the universe is supporting you, loving you, celebrating you, and celebrating your goals with you. And feeling happy now, no matter what. Feeling grateful now, no matter what. Letting go and knowing that is manifested now. And giving all the love to your ego that it needs. All the love that your ego needs, that your ego thinks all the needs that your ego thinks it has, you're replacing all of that with self-love. When you do that, then you start to become free. And all these things that you brought up so beautifully, because this is the problem most people have, is they get triggered and then they lose their flow and they lose their creative productivity and efficiency. So when you reprogram yourself with all of these frequencies, right, with all these frequencies I just named, right, self-love, security, trust, faith, trust in the universe, trust in yourself, and knowing and commanding that reality is now, and letting it go because it's already within you, not fearing losing anything because you're filled up with infinite abundance, infinite wealth, infinite prosperity, unlimited love. When you align to that, then that stuff just gets erased. And when you know, you almost like you're not challenged anymore because you're out of those realities. You don't need to, you know, you don't need to struggle anymore, right? You don't need to be challenged because you're already realized,
there.
Right?
There's no resistance.
You're already realized. There's no need to, the universe has no need to teach you anything. So.
There, now that's a goal.
Yeah, so that's a goal, and it's a very simple, easy to do system, easy to command. And there.
Victor, let's talk about that, if you will. You know, we've put together quite an interesting offer for people who would like to go deeper with your work, which I would highly recommend. And I know we've really actually got two packages and a super deal if you actually wanted to do both. Would you be willing to face into talking about that now?
Sure. Yes. So first we have the Infinite Potential and Inner Wealth and Beyond. So in this program, there are 7 90-minute calls and about four more items, right?
Yes, and I have all that in front of me.
First to start off with the Infinite Potential, Inner Wealth, and Beyond. We're in those sessions. It's a co-creative session. In other words, I get into a session, I start commanding, and those commands really are taken up by you and accepted by you and therefore accepted by into your body. Slowly and gently, you're going to start to get comfortable with being the commander that starts to speak.
Mm.
And you start to command what is your truth, what is your reality, and what is no longer acceptable as your reality. And so we go through 7 calls where we systematically start to align you to your power, align you to first align you to the creator that you are and to the energy that allows you to create. In other words, align you to source energy. Activate that energy within you and then really deepen that activation by aligning your entire body from head to toe to the creator that you are. And so your body starts to fully vibrate as a conscious creator, and the victimhood and disempowerment and the frustration and confusions, they start to get shifted out of you rather quickly. And so there are seven calls, and it starts with that. And then it goes into activating your infinite potential, because we're not conditioned to believe that we have infinite potential. We're conditioned to think that, you know, we're not in power, that we have to follow a system, that we have to go to school and we have to get a degree, and do we have to do this to succeed, and we have to do this to get accepted and loved and respect, right?
Yes.
But as an infinitely powerful creator, you don't need other people's approval. And so we start to decondition you out of those paradigms and recondition you and reprogram you into who you really are. And that is a being with infinite power and potential. So as you go through this program, you know, your power keeps deepening, your alignment to source energy keeps deepening. And then it goes on to, like, for example, in call number 3, we go into aligning to the divine love. Because, as I was mentioning earlier, when we can fill ourselves up with love, everything else becomes easy peasy, right? Really, really easy. Because you're not triggered. You're not triggered because we're normally triggered by thinking that we're going to lose love, or it reminds us of an experience where the love that we wanted, we didn't get, right? And so now, when you're a child, you didn't get the love that you wanted. You didn't get the love that you need. And so now you're frantically trying to create a scenario, a situation where you're getting love and attention from others by either, you know, becoming successful, or, you know, getting the right and perfect partner. You know what I mean? And so you get into perfectionism, or you stay stuck in a state of I'm unworthy, and I'm unlovable, and I really can't go for my dreams. And so we start to then align to divine love, right? And self-love. Because this is the foundation. This is where we are able to really lay down a powerful foundation so that you're not shaken. So, you know, you're not being shaken by every little thing that comes your way, you know, and those little things stop coming your way because you don't need them anymore. You're out of that reality. So what ends up happening when we do these sessions is we shift from a reality of needing to be challenged and reminded of who we are by going through stressful situations, to then no longer needing those stressful situations, because we're aligned to who we are, we're aligned to the flow, that the energy and the information that wants to flow through us, and then it's a clear road, you see. So that is what happens when
it feels like a very deep, powerful, life transforming lesson.
It is.
To really get that?
It is, and it doesn't have to be that hard, right? It doesn't have to be that hard. You can really fill yourself up with all the love that you think you need, because we think we need it, and we don't really need it when we have it. So we're always, you know, this is the problem. This is why manifesting becomes difficult, is because we think we need it, right? We think we need love. We think we need that dream reality, because when we can let go of that reality, of that dream reality, we can let go of it, because then we fill ourselves up with the love that we need. It's difficult to get away from that word need, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
So we do need love in order to get into balance and harmony and lay down a very powerful foundation, so that you can grow that dream and expand that dream even more. But the perception that we need it and we have to get it outside of us, that's the mistake, right? So our body does need that energy, does need that love, but it's already there, so you don't need it. So go figure it out yourself.
It's a paradox.
So we fulfill all those needs. And okay. So, and the infinite potential offer. And so the fourth call is about really allowing the infinite inner wealth to flow out of you, to let go of needing that wealth outside of you, and really allowing it to flow through you, from you, and through you, and overflow out of you. And so what happens there is that you release a lot of old stuff that, you know, again, needs, right? Needs that trigger, needs that are just like great big red buttons for everyone to come and push, right? So we get rid of all those buttons so we are not really triggered anymore when it comes to wealth and prosperity. So this is the call number four. We activate that inner, infinite inner wealth and align to it, align our body to it, align our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is our body. So you will be feeling your body shifting into inner wealth. You will be filling yourself up with inner wealth first and foremost, so that then you are overflowing with it and you're not chasing it, but it is just something that you live in, right, and through, and that happens through you. And it's a reality that you shift into. And so I don't necessarily like that much saying that you start to attract it. You really shift into a completely new reality, and you're in the wealth. You're in the inner wealth, right? You're in the wealth. You're vibrating in it. And so, yes, that reality will then be mirrored outside of you, but it's not really mirrored outside of you. It's just part of it. There's no separation. So you see how you shift into a completely new reality of wealth, right?
Yes.
I'm going a little bit against like a lot of the current teachings in a way. I'm not really, but this is kind of how I see it, and I know it is to be true, because you really shift into a totally new reality. So then one would think, well, now I'm attracting. Well, no, not really. You're just in a new reality. And everything else around you is aligned to that reality. So it may appear that you're a magnet and attracting. No, you're just in a completely new world. So we're shifting realities. And yes, if you want, you can become a money magnet and a wealth magnet. All you want, right? And I do get into actually being that magnet, and so that's fun. And so then there's part five of this seven part series is uniting that infinite potential and inner wealth, and really taking the time to go into every single chakra, at least the seven chakras, from the crown to the root, and really allowing the reality of being an infinitely powerful creator and having unlimited inner and outer wealth, aligning it to every single one of those chakras so that you don't miss any point in your body, any way of thinking. See, because we think with different parts of our body. And so we literally take the time to masterfully reprogram your reality and shift in the most powerful possible way that you can. And that is by commanding every single one of those chakras to align to your inner wealth and potential. So so there are two parts of that, part one and then part two, which is call number six. And then call number seven is really accepting your mastery, accepting yourself as a master, giving yourself permission to be a master, right? Because I don't know about you, Jacqueline, but did anybody tell you from you were a child that you were a master?
No.
And did you ever think to yourself, I am a master as a little child?
No.
No. We're not conditioned to know that we are, in fact, masters, that we just have to wake up to that reality. We just have to be conscious that we are masters of our reality just by thinking, right? And so we think all the time, so we're just masters, but we're just out of control masters, masters, not in a whole lot of order, right? We're sort of out of order, out of consciousness. So we kind of conclude with that, and then there's the money matrix mastery. Then this is sort of like a bonus to this. And so a money matrix mastery is really, again, stepping into the master that you are and really commanding all and really shifting out of all of the paradigms rooted that stop you from flowing in prosperity, especially money, right? And so, you know, all the money issues that you have, this is going to start to break them down and align you to the power of commanding money to start to be the normal thing for you, abundance, an abundant amount of money to start being normal, normal and natural for you, where you start to feel comfortable and you start really and you command the reality that you're absolutely ready to flow in money, in abundance, money abundance, if you will. So that's the item number three. And so there's an item number four where it's 11 minutes infinite abundance intensive. And these are very powerful downloads or energetic downloads. And so in 11 minutes you get zapped with abundance. And those are really fun and powerful. And so then there's another item called Divine Love Activation, where this is a really concentrated 20-minute intensive to really activate that divine love and magic within you. And so there's actually one more. I thought that was it. No, there's one more. So then there's the Infinite Power Series, where, again, it aligns you to your infinite power and reconditions you to the truth of who you are. So that is the infinite potential, inner wealth and beyond program and all the bonuses that come with it. And so that's package number one.
And those are recorded calls. Those calls
yes.
have happened.
Yes.
And we've got a great price for that.
Yes.
We're going to be offering that at $97. So
yes,
all of that for $97.
Yes, that's the deal. That's a deal. That's a big deal right there.
It's yeah.
Yeah, you won't find it.
Very big deal.
You won't find it at that price. So only here.
Yeah, and I have to say, we literally put together an offer that's worth thousands of dollars. At a very accessible price here. Do you want to share, would you like to share your offer B? What we've really got is an offer A, an offer B, and a super, super price if you'd like to do both.
Exactly. So the offer B is a live program that's going to start June 11th, and it's a 21-day program where I'm actually supporting you every day, or supporting the group every day with energy transmissions. Now, you know, and it's really a powerful thing to get energy support every day, because you become lighter and lighter and lighter as stuff starts to shed off of you. Without you really doing anything. Actually, without you doing anything, just signing up for the program. And then energetically, I broadcast energy, divine energy to the group. So this is a specialty that I started doing a long time ago. In other words, I started doing remote healing for people. And so it just expanded out from there. I started doing remote healing and reprogramming, right? Because so you start reprogramming people out of phobias even as they went about their lives. I started work on them energetically. And so this is what I do for the group, and this is part of this program. And this also has a 7 90-minute calls. And really,
these are live starting the 11th of June.
Yes. And the main goal of this one is to really align you to your dreams. Align you to your dreams. So we're going to be fusing you. And I like the word fusing instead of infusing. Fusing, becoming one. And when you fuse, you kind of fuse and you shift into a new reality. With the different frequencies that I was talking about, with the different commands, so that you stop getting triggered and you stop needing to struggle all the time and you stop needing, you know, the universe to give you lessons all the time to help remind you of who you really are and your power and where your balance is, right? A lot of the things that we experience are there to not only align us to our dreams, our goals and stuff like that, our power, but also aligning us to the consciousness of love, excuse me, of love. Because when we're not being loving towards others, towards ourselves, towards the world, towards others, if we're not accepting others, you're going to be taught, the universe is going to bring you all kinds of lessons so that you can finally say, okay, I get it. I'm not going to be nasty anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be loving, right? I'm going to be accepting. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be generous. I won't do that anymore because that's just not nice. It doesn't feel good in my body, and it's not creating harmony, and it's not creating beauty in the world. And so this program aligns us to even more love. And specifically, we're going to work on your dreams, right? Because your dreams are happening now. So this program is called The Infinite Now and Manifesting Your Dreams. Your dreams are already an image in your mind. Your dreams are already real. The trick is to energetically command that you align to that, to those dreams. And so we have a systematic way of doing that. Almost a foolproof way that, you know, virtually guarantees that all of the fear will be done away with. Because when you command, you know, the frequencies that do away with the old and allow you to shift into the new, when you use enough of them, you will get all of the stuff that's there, that's keeping you, that's holding on. See, your mind holds on to your current reality for dear life oftentimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't know how to command your mind so that no matter how bad it's holding on to your old paradigms, when you learn to command like a master, which is what we do, we align you to the master within. It doesn't matter how bad you're holding on to the reality of struggle and strain and hardship. And it doesn't matter how many years you've been repeating the same old cycle of struggle. When you learn to command, I call these sacred commands. When you learn to command the right way, you have the power of a creative master, right? And so whatever the past is, it doesn't matter. Right? It won't matter. Because you'll have the know-how, the ability to shift. And I'm going to walk you through it. I walk you through it. I take you through it. I command. The session is I'm commanding the new reality. And like I said
just
before,
just like you did today.
Just like you did, yeah. And like I said before, you'll then slowly, but surely, and actually rather quickly, you start to get it. It's just like riding a bike, right? Basically, what I'm doing is, remember when you started to ride, you wanted to ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
You would get on the bike.
Fall off.
And you would, put one foot on one pedal, and you push that pedal down, and you kind of move a little bit, and then boom, you'll fall off.
Mm-hmm.
But then your parent or somebody came along and held the seat and gave you a push. And you go a little bit, and boom, you fall. You wouldn't know how to turn. But that's okay. So they followed you along the turn and made the turn with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the same thing that we do here, right? Because the idea is that you take off and you start riding on your own, right? So, but what I do is I basically, I'm pushing you so you can stay afloat. I'm pushing you. I'm giving you an extra energy so that you don't fall off, that you stay in balance, and that you eventually learn it yourself. Because this is what we want. And the more people that we can turn on, the more the whole planet will shift, and the more that,
absolutely,
we'll completely shift the world and the universe. So that's the idea. And so that's the infinite now and manifesting your dreams program. And you will see a big label, big letters there, Law of Miracles. Right, and it's sort of like the law of attraction, right? It's essentially the same thing, but I think it's a step higher, right? It's a step higher in consciousness, because only creators create miracles, right? And so, as a creator, when you align to the creator you, and you start to command, really, you're starting to command miracles, right? So you're not I'm almost telling you, forget about the law of attraction. You're a miracle maker, period, right? Forget about attracting, the energy that you're holding. That's great. Now let's take it a step further. Let's allow yourself to command a miracle of completely going from one reality into another, manifesting a completely different reality, right? So forget about trying to hold yourself as a magnet. You're just shifting completely into a totally new world. And so this is
next level, and it's also transmutation, making permanent lasting change.
Oh, correct? Always. Always.
Yeah.
Always. That has to be a part of it. Because we're not playing around and wishful thinking and hoping and visualizing something and hoping and wishing. No. As I said, that we ensure that we pay attention to our body and what our body is saying. We're listening. We're at the same time listening to what the dialogue is within and feeling the energy blocks and the resistance at the same time and making sure that it shifts. So there is powerful transformation. So this is real deal, high-level magic, if you will. This is the most noble magic and alchemy that you can do, is self-transformation. And this is the core of it. This is the heart of what we do.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. And Victor, it's been such a pleasure, such a joy growing with you. Seeing the transformation in your offers to something that really feels like divine alchemy.
It is. It is. That's what it is. It's alchemy. It's divine alchemy and magic. It's what it is. And so we have to honor ourselves as divine alchemists, as divine creators. And when we really start to honor that, because like I said, all of our lives, no one's honored that within us. No one's recognized us as this magical divine beings. Right? We've been, and you know what? We've been longing for that. Deep inside, you've been wanting that. Yeah? You've been wanting to get out of the suffering and enter into our power. And so if you're listening now, it's for a reason, right? You know, if it's, you know, if you listen up to now, it's for a reason. You know, you're wanting this, you know, and it's a natural for you to want this. We all want it. Some of us are not in tune with it. You that's listening are much more in tune with that calling, right? That calling to awaken to who you are. And so it's a beautiful process. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's a magical journey.
And thank you for putting this together and holding the space and being such an amazing guide in the process.
Oh, and you know, thank you. Thank you for doing what you do so beautifully and holding the space for all of us, not only me, but all the speakers that have been on your show and are going to be on your show. So I thank you and honor you for that, for all you do.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And our wonderful audience. It's what it's all about, coming together in community. There's so much more power when kindred spirits come together, unified in purpose, supporting each other.
So
that's really what it's all about.
Yes, and it is growing together, because everything happens as one unit, right?
Yes.
So when we forget who we are and we go into struggle and frustration and anger and, you know, envy and jealousy, you know, we're taking a lot of people along on that ride.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, we're affecting a lot of people. Now, when we do the opposite and start, you know, aligning to our love and to our divinity, into the conscious creator, and start creating beautiful, you know, vibrations. And we also take other people along for that ride. And so, you know, everything that we do, we're actually doing it together. We're actually almost dragging along, affecting everybody else. And so definitely that's what it's about, is lifting everybody, is that we all lift ourselves up into a higher place. And so as I lift myself up, I help everybody else around me. And so, you know, when you do this work and when you join these programs, you know, you're not only making yourself, your life better, you're going to be making a whole lot of lives a lot better too. And so this the effect, you know, can be seen not only in one part of your life. So if you improve your income, that's just one little part that's going to improve your relationships, your level of joy, happiness, and freedom. It's going to be improved as well. And so,
well, with divine alchemy like this, what we're really talking about is experiencing our own divine core, creating from that place, and it's automatically in alignment with our greatest fulfillment.
Yes.
And that's what all this is about.
And it's about aligning to our power, because no one has really taught us how to align to that power, right? We don't get taught in school. So, and it's important.
So we need to come to Victor School.
Yeah, to align to that power. And it's not difficult. It isn't difficult. It isn't difficult to align with that power, because it's within us. We can't escape it. All you have to do is just pay a little bit more attention to it in a certain way. And so if you come along for the ride, you know, you're just going to get there faster, right? That's just the bottom line. It's inevitable that you get there, right? If you want to get there, you know. But like I said, so this is like, you know, learning to ride a bike and having someone there. Instead of going at it alone, you know, having someone there, you're just going to take off really quick.
And the benefits of aligning with kindred spirits as well, the group energy, and the times. So we've got the magnificent teacher, that would be you, and the kindred spirits and the time. Just this cosmic moment in time.
Yes.
June's a very powerful month. Okay. Are we about at a wrap?
I think they're, yes.
Anything else you'd like to share with us before we say goodbye and thank you?
No, I was just happy to be here on your show again. So thank you for having me, and thank everyone who has joined us tonight. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you, Victor. I always enjoy having you with us, having you in my life. And, you know, I don't say it lightly that you're really a pillar in our community. And I think that your programs are leading edge. You contribute so much, you know, through inspiration, through the wisdom, and through the activations. When you really do have the power to speak the word and to bring that through for us. So much love, much appreciation.
Thank you. Thank you.
And to all of our wonderful listeners as well. Okay, until the next time.